how do you know if you're going to see them or not?
Mordechai said we're not going to see them today.
Oh.
But they see us. It's working.
Okay.
They can hear us.
So we can start whenever I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready, Randy.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Last week we left off in the middle of a sentence. The Rambam in the Hakdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos, which appears at the end of Maseches Brachos, the Rambam has a dispute with the Gaonim. What is the source of Machlokes? There's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. What is Machlokes all about? Where did all the Machlokes, Hatanoim and Amoraim, come from? So the Gaonim were of the opinion, they took the Midrashim literally, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Osid Lachadish, Nemala Lamosha Misinai, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every sif in Shulchan Aruch, every sif cotton in the Shach, and every sif cotton in the Pischei Tshuva, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every single din. So what are the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam all about? Just in order to check yourself, to make sure that your oral tradition is accurate. Because the Torah Shabbat Peh was transmitted orally, so mistakes can creep in. So there's Kalala Prat, Prat Klal, Dob Shoei Bechlal, etc. Kal Vachayme, Bin Yanav. These are all just, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave us these ways of checking to make sure that our tradition is correct. And every time you have a Machloikis in the Gemara, Machloikis in Rishayna, Machloikis Achrayna, it's simply a Machloikis, what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every single thing was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam was very upset about that. He said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to take such a position. The most precious thing that we have is the Torah, and we forgot every single din and every page in Bava Kamma. There's a machlokes about something or another. Every page, every Mishnah, there's machlokes. How can it be we forgot everything? So the Rambam says, no, it's not true. What it means, kol masha talmud vasik osed lechadish. Namal al Moshe Misina is not to be taken literally that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather the text of the Chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam, and the Chachamim in every generation have the right, if they understand what the Midrash are all about, they have the right to darshan with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam, and to come up with a new din that was unheard of before. And that's where there's room for Machlokes. Rabbi Akiva thinks he should darshan one way. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah thinks he should darshan a different way. And there's even a machlokes in Achrayim if the Beis Din comes up with a new din de Rabbanan. So that din de Rabbanan is only mikana lahaba. The Rosh in Chulin has such a famous comment. And the Rosh towards the end of the first perek in Chulin, so he interprets in the Gemara to get to this. Let's say when the Chachamim came up with the prohibition of Gvina Sakum. So if someone had Gvina Sakum, someone had cooked Goyish cheese in his pot, so it was kosher. And then the Chacham one fine day asked the Gvina Sakum. So does everybody have to kasher their pots? Because they cooked the Gvina Sakum in their pot. So the Rosh says, no. When the Chacham come up with the Nisa de Rabbanan, it's only Noig Mikana Lahabo. It's not Noig ex post facto. So from now on, if someone will cook the treifa cheese in a pot, it'll make treif. But it wasn't treif yesterday. Yesterday it was kosher, so the pot didn't become treif. So there's no need to kosher the pot. It becomes treif. So the question is, that's if the Chachamim invent a new din de Rabbanan. What if they interpret with the Midrash HaTorah, Drash HaSbam, they say that this is a din de Raisa. So do you assume it's a Gloy Milson and Mafred that since the days of Maimon HaSinai, that was always the din? Just we never knew that was a din. They discovered the din, but he's saying, no, they developed the din. They invented a din min HaTorah, just like if they invent a din mid Rabbanon. So the Rosh points out it's only Noig Mekan al Habo. So too, if they invent a din deraisa, they have the right and the ability to invent dinim deraisa. That's what the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSbam are all about. So when they invent the dinim derabanan, when they invent the dinim deraisa, it's also only noig mekana labo. So many achrayim are of the opinion that the dinim deraisa are only noig mekana labo, that the bezin does have the right to invent dinim. So the Rambam says that that's the source of machloikis. They didn't have a tradition on every single din. Yerushalayim midas habi yerushalayim. They didn't have a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They had a machlokes, probably generation after generation, till finally Abai Varov had the same machlokes that they had year after year, Tanoim, Amoraim, and so on. And then they voted, and the next generation they voted, and the vote was Halacha Kabai, B'Alkagam. They voted most of the times the din is like Rava, and in six cases the consensus was the din is like Abai. So that's the big machloikas, the Rambam and the Goinim, what is the source of machloikas? So according to the Goinim, every machloikas is because of Shikha. We forgot what the tradition was. There was clearly a tradition on every single din. According to the Rambam, it's not too. There was no tradition on every single din. You have the right to apply the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashem the way you understand it, the way you feel it makes more sense. Person has to have knowledge and kol haTorah kula in order to know how to apply the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashem. And that's room for machlokes. One Tana thinks you should apply the Midrash one way, the other Tana thinks you should apply the other way. So the Rambam, in presenting his case, says that's utterly ridiculous. But the Goyim said that every single din, there was halacha l'moshe m'sina, there was a tradition and everything. The Rambam says halacha l'moshe m'sina is a technical term. It only applies to a din d'oraisa where there's no methodology. There's no way to derive it by reading in between the lines. If you can read it in between the lines, then it's based on Midrash HaTorah and Rosh Hashem, so you wouldn't need a halacha l'moshe m'sina. So the Rambam says there aren't so many halachas l'moshe m'sina, and he's going to give you a whole list. So he gives you there in Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah, gives you what he considers a full list of halachas l'moshe m'sinai. And he makes his statement, whenever there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's no room for machlokes, there's nothing to argue about. Everybody had this tradition, so that's it. There's only room for machlokes in an area where you don't have a tradition. So then a machlokes, how do you apply the Midrash HaTorah and Rosh Hashem? So this list that the Rambam gives is extremely incomplete. On the bottom of the page, in the end of the Gemara Brachas, on the bottom of the page where you have this Hakdamas HaRambam, the Pirush HaMishnah is printed, so they refer you to the Tshuvas Chavos Yoyer, who asks many kashas against the Rambam. The Rambam gives you what he considers a full list of halachas l'moshe m'sinai, is missing an awful lot, one kasha. Then number two, how can the Rambam say there's never machlokes on halacha l'moshe m'sinai? What about Tzururis? The Gemara seems to say Hilchas Gemiri Lo, Tzuris is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And nonetheless, the Gemara says there's a machlokes, Simchas and Nechachonim. So we, when we learned the beginning of the Masechta, we said over the Netziv in his Hagdomah to his commentary on the Shiltas, that's called the Kitbas HaEmek, he points out that whenever the Gemara says halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Rambam writes halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Whenever the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri law, a Hilchas Gemiri law, the Rambam will not write halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi and Tosis and the Rosh learn like that. Hilchas Gemiri law and Gemara Gemiri law is the same as halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But the Rambam will always write b'pi hashmu alamdu. So the Netziv thinks that that's a technical term that means the following, that in an earlier generation, the Chachamim established this din, let's say that Tzruris pays Chatzin Nezek, Hilchas HaGemiri Lo, the Rambam does not list it among the halachas l'moshe m'sinai, maybe because there was a machlok and sumchas in the Chachamim. So that itself is a dead giveaway that it's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Whenever you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Rambam thinks there's no room for any machlokes. So he thinks that the din was established in some earlier generation and the derivation was forgotten. So that's why we call it Gemara Gemiri Lo, Hilchas HaGemiri Lo. We have a tradition from an earlier generation that this is the din, but we don't know what the derivation is. Others want to say that they want to soften this kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that you never have a machlokes and a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So what about the machlokes by Tzuris? So the Gemara has a suffix here on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about 13 lines from the top. The line begins with the word Deboi Ravashi. And on the margin, on the right-hand side, it says, Namsaras HaShas, the common Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So the line begins, Ho Deboi Ravashi, Kech Koch L'Simchas Kekech Adomi, Lav Kekech Adomi. What was the suffix? So the Gemara explains it. On the next daf, when the Gemara has the Shaila, does Sumcha subscribe to the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Was there migomer halacha mukila b'terech koich? Or idol melagomer halacha klal? Is it that Simchas disagrees? There never was Satsa. We usually assume that Gemara Gemir Lo Mitzah Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Netziv came up with this Einfal. He answered 30 kashas in one shot, because the Rambam leaves out around 30 halachas l'moshe m'sinai. So then it seems, says the Gemara never called it halach l'moshe m'sinai. Gemara calls it Gemara Gemiri law, and the Rambam has an expression, mipi hashmu alamdu. It's a different category. It's not halach l'moshe m'sinai. But until the days of the Netziv, everybody assumed the Rambam thought the same as Rashi, Tesis, and the Rosh. So they learned that that gufa was Ravashi's sofik. Is it a machlekes simchas and achachamim, whether there is such halach l'moshe m'sinai? Lo gomer halacha klal. Oh no, gomer halacha. But whereas the chacham, it's a detailed machlekes. Whereas the chachamim think the halacha l'moshe m'sinai goes on koichai, Simchas thinks that it goes on koich koich. So the Gemara wasn't sure. So that would soften the kasha and the Rama. The kasha was, how can the Rama make a statement that you never have a machlekes on halacha l'moshe m'sinai? What about tzuris? So this softens it a little bit, that the machlekes is not whether there is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They both subscribe to the halacha that tzuras pays chatzi nezek, but they argue what case that there is a machlekes, but it's not such a stark machlekes, not such a major machlekes, whether there is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Machlekes is which case does it apply, to koichai or only to koich koichai. So that's the famous story about the tzuras, yeah. What is tzuras? So the Gemara says it beimas mazik b'shen v'rego, and Rava has a comment on about the 10th wide line on Yud Zayin on the base, in the middle of the line. The line begins with the words Hilchas Agmirilo. Then Omar Rava kol shebizav tameh binazikim mishalim nezik sholim. And the zav there's a din not only mago, if the zav let's say touches a dove tameh. There are four things that are makabel tuma: adam, mekele, mochel, and mashkim. So the zav is metame b'maga. He's metame b'maga if he touches them. What if the zav is wearing gloves, so he's not doing any maga? Or the food is wrapped up, so he's not touching it, so there's no maga. But he pushes it like this. When you push it, so that's hesed. So the zav is metame b'hesed. So the din is that hesed is learned out from a pasuk that it's compared to maga. Not everybody is matami b'maga, matami b'hesed, but the zav, misha tuma yotzal megufay, the zav is matami b'maga, so he's matami b'hesed. So the Tosfos kol shebizav tohar quotes a gemara in Nida. It says on the side, it's Nida daf mem gimel amud aleph. The pasuk says, here the Tosfos is on yud zayin amud beis kol shebizav tohar. So the pasuk says, whatever chala sheyigabah hazav. Anything that the zav touches, or the mekele mochel mamashkim, one of the four things that the makabel tumah, v'chalosh yigabah zav, v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, and he wasn't tovel his hands in a mikveh. And if he's tovel his hands in the mikveh, then the hands are tohar, and the rest of the body is tamei. And then if he touches something, it's not metamei. It doesn't make sense. There is no such thing. There is no tahara lachatzoin. In order for the hands to be tohar, need that the zav should be tovel legamrei. In a mikveh, it happens that a mikveh doesn't help. A zav needs a mayon. Mayon is mayim chayim. The source of the water can't be. Usually, a mikveh comes from the word kovu v'kaimi. The mikveh has to be stagnant water. Mikveh is mei geshomim or mei hafshara shlogim. When the snow from the mountains melts and it rolls down the side of the mountains, that's called hardalis shel geshomim. Hardalis, hachardalis shel geshomim. Sometimes spelled with a hey, sometimes spelled with a ches. So when you have the water flowing down the side of the mountains, or the rains, it's pouring and the water is slushing around, so that's zoichlin. So that's no good. A mikveh is only good if it's mikveh, kovah v'kaimah, the water has to be stagnant. It has to be an eshboren, a crack in the ground, the water has to be sitting still. So that's one kind. The pasuk says when a person is tameh, the two ways to become tameh, most people. Two ways to become to ach mayon or bor mikveh mayim yihya tohar. Either if the person is tohar in a bor mikveh mayim, where the water is covered, the kaim is stagnant, or the person is tohar in a mayon. Mayon is an underground source of water. The water comes from under the ground. The Tanoim knew that there was a water cycle. They know all the water comes from the rain. But the question is, how long when it rains and then the water goes under the ground, how long does it have to go under the ground? And then shoot up again to consider it a fountain. They knew that all the water from the fountains in the world all come from the rain. And all the rainwater, all the water in the world is already mine shuvim. Every drop of water in the world was held in a container at some time or another. But once it evaporates, it goes back to the sky, it goes back to the clouds. You start the story all over again. So it's not considered mayim she'uvim. So the Tanoim knew all that. The Gemara in Tainus in the first pack talks about the water cycle. They knew all that. There's only so much water in the whole wide world. But still, the Torah has two dinim. A din of mikveh, that you need dafke eshboren, a crack in the ground. The water should be an abor, should not be zochlim, should be covered with kaimer. And then there's a din of amayon, that it's only mitaher if it's from an underground source, while it's zochlim. Azav is the one who needs dafke mayim chaim. Azav cannot be toivel in a mikveh. Zavo does not need mayim chaim. Rashi in different places in Shas quotes from the Goenim, they were of the opinion that just like a Zav needs Maim Chaim, a Zava also needs Maim Chaim. So Rashi in a few places quotes that, and then about four or five places, then another four or five places Rashi quotes it and says that it's incorrect, because there's a Beferish of Tosefta and Megillah. Mishnayis and Megillah, the end of the first parak, it says, this year is a Shana Mu'beres, so there's Adar Rishon as well as Adar Sheni. So the Mishnah talks about Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni Ela. What are the differences? We observe Purim 4 days this year. Yudalan Tezvav Adar Rishon, Yudalan Tezvav Adar Sheni. Also Behesped V'Tainus on both of them. So what's the difference between them? So it says on the Mikra Megillah and Shalach Manas and Matanas Leviyad. There are differences, but basically all 4 days are Purim. Lesser Shezab Bazeh, Shalzeh Bazeh. We only read the Megillah on Purim. And Yerushalayim, they only read the Megillah on Shushan Purim. They don't read it on Purim. But both days are Purim for all people. Yudalan and Tezvavon. You have Hashanah Mu'beres. So both months are Pidin are Adar. Both are Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. They both have the status of Adar. And so you have 4 days of Purim. So the Mishnah talks about Ein Bein Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Yalem Mikra Megillah Bilvad. So once it mentions that, then it has a whole series of Ein Beins. Whole series Ein Bein... Zav haroi lishtevius and Zav haroi sholoshvius. And then Ein Bein Metzora who became Tohar. First they declared him as a Metzora Mukhlat, and then he became Tohar. Or he was only a Metzora Muzga, and then he became Tohar. So the Mishnah gives you what are the differences. Then the Ein Bein Zochel and Akeva by Metzora. There are differences between a man who's a Metzora and a woman who's a Metzoras. So the Tosefta adds on more Ein Beins. They were transmitting Torah about that. So they wanted to put everything all together, to package it in such a way that they would remember. So they said a whole bunch of Ein Beins. So they have Ein Bein, Zav, Lezava. They both need Shivin Hakim, but the Zava does not need Maim Chaim. The Zav needs Maim Chaim, and the Zava does not need Maim Chaim. So that's a Beferish of Tosefta Megillah that contradicts this opinion of the Ga'anim. The Ga'anim thought that the Zava also needs. There are mikvahs in Muncie by the Hasidim that they were machmer for this opinion, because in Shulchan Aruch they talk about it. Is it kedai to be machmer for the Shitas HaGoinim, or do you say that it's dead wrong? It's absolutely wrong because it's against the Tosefta. So Rabbi Tendler pointed out that the water is purer there. There's less of a chance of getting someone else's diseases by the water. Because it's a mayon, so the water keeps on changing. The water keeps on switching. So when someone else was toivel in a mikveh, the next 25 people use the same mikveh are not going to get all the germs that the first person had. So it's healthier to be toivel, for everyone to be toivel in a mayon, as opposed to a mikveh. The question is al pidin, whether you really need it or not. So there's a pasuk that says, if a zav touches something, he makes it tameh. But that's only if he's not wearing gloves and the food is not wrapped. What if he's wearing gloves and the food is wrapped so he didn't touch it? There's no maga. But if he pushes it, then it's called hesed. So hesed is metame lak maga. So the pasuk says, cholosh yigaba hazav, anything that the zav touches, any one of the four things that are roi lekabel tumah, od mekel mochel mashkin, cholosh yigaba hazav yodav lo shataf ma'amayim, and he hasn't been toivel his hands in the mikveh. So the Gemara says there is no such din. If you tovel your hands, the hands are still tummy. You have to be tovel Kol aguf bevasachas. Whether you're toivel in a mikvah or in a mayim, you have to have tefillah kol aguf bevasachas. So what does it mean? Yodav lo shota b'mayim. So the Gemara says it means two things. Number one, that maga, kol yiga b'azav, maga is only if the outside part of the body, it touches something. Let's say the zav lifts up his hair and like this, and an adam tohar touches the bottom of his the armpit. So the armpit is usually covered. That's called beis hastorim. Or let's say inside of my mouth. Inside of my mouth is usually closed. The mouth is closed. Or the inside of the eye is usually closed. Or the inside of the ear over here. So that's called beis hastorim. So maga beis hastorim doesn't count. If you do maga from the beis hastorim, if I touch, I think in both directions, I think the din is like that. Let's say I'm the Tameh and I touch the Tohor inside his mouth, or I touch him under his armpit. So that's not a maga, that's Metameh. If he touches me, the Tohor touches the Adam Tameh in the Beis Hastor. So that since the Pasuk says, V'yodav l'shanta b'mayim, ma'yodav mi'i baroi, I've called mi'i baroi. It's only called maga if it's maga from the parts of the body that are normally exposed. The parts of the body that are always covered up, that's beis hastorim, so that's not metame. And then that's one din. Then the yodav lo shata b'amayim, you only have to be toivel in the mikveh. You can't have chatzitzis on the body. You have to have, the water should touch every part of the outside of the body. But you don't have to be toivel in the mikveh. You don't have to open up your mouth when you go to the mikveh. You don't have to jump in the water, even though the water is not going to touch the bottom of your feet. The person is heavy, so he's standing on the bottom. So there's no water in between his foot and the bottom of the mikveh. Or let's say, does he have to open up his eyes? Doesn't have to open his eyes. He can put an earplug in his ear. That's not a chatzitza. It's not so, he prevents the water from coming, but you don't need biasmaim on the beis hastorim. So the Gemara learns that two dinim from the fact that funny pasuk, v'yodav lo shata b'mayim, mayodav mi'i baroi. Then maga beis hastorim doesn't count. And when you're toivel, when the person is toivel in the mikveh, you don't need biasmayim on the beis hastorim. There's no need for biasmayim on the beis hastorim. The Gemara said there's still a din of chatzitza, even though you don't have to open up your mouth, but if you have a bone stuck, something stuck in between your teeth, and it's annoying, so it's a miut hamakbid, you want to get it out, so miut hamakbid constitutes a chatzitza. So that's a big machlokes, whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Chatzitza in the beis hastorim. Machlokes Tosfos in the Ritva. Many want to say halacha lemaisa, that it's only midirabbanan like the Ritva. Tosfos holds that it's a real din deraisa. So here Tosfos quotes that quirk of a din. Let's say the zav has a stick, bekomto. He has a broom under his armpit, and he pushes something with the broom, which he's holding under his armpit. So Hesed is learned that this is called Tumas Hesed. Maga is if he touches the thing, mamish, even if he doesn't move it. And Hesed is if he moves it with his body, even though he didn't touch it, he's wearing gloves, and he moves it like this, that's called Hesed. So Hesed is also Dina Kemaga. But if he's holding a kone bekomto, holding a long broom under his armpit, so that's considered, Hesed is considered like Maga, but a Maga beis hastorim is not Metame. So that's why Tosfos quotes the Gemara that Kone bekomto shel zav, hisid bo hator, tohor. He's not mekabel tumah because it's like maga beis hastorim. So Tosfos says Rava didn't mean that din should carry over to nezikin. Linya nezikin ein chilek. When it comes to tzruris, it doesn't make a difference whether it's beis hastorim or not beis hastorim. Beis hastorim is a quirk of the din in tumah v'tara. The maga beis hastorim doesn't count as maga, and you don't need biasmayim in the beis hastorim. But that doesn't carry over. Even though Rava made a statement, kol shebizav tohor tohor, kol shebizav tamei tamei, it's not that. What does Taisa say? Zeh klal ein zeh klal dafke, means that this klal is not meduyak. It's not 100% accurate because there are exceptions to the rule. Because by the zav, the hesed is dino kemaga. But just like maga beis hastorim doesn't count, so hesed from the beis hastorim doesn't count. But beis hastorim doesn't play a role by tzuris. Beis hastorim is only a din by tumah v'tahara. So that's what Tosis comments on the Gemara there. My Rava said, Kol shebizav tamei, benizik mishal nezik shalom, kol shebizav tamei, benizik mishal chatzi nezik, it's ain't a meduyak, it's lav davke, it's not meduyak. So what did Rava, my Rava Tzvuris, also Lashmina, Rava came to tell me the din of Tzvuris, the Taraitala says a din of Tzvuris, so what do you need Rava for? To tell you that Tzvuris pays nezik shalom? Mara says, la, Rava eglo mesheches bikroin, Egla means if you have a calf that's pulling a wagon. So one might have thought, I would have thought like that. I still don't see how the Gemara knew that, that's what Rava says the din is. I'm not going to argue with him, okay? I would have said that the din of if the behemah is mazik begufa, that's regal. If the behemah is mazik bekoicha, so then it's called Tzvuris. So what's Begufa? So one would have thought, Beregel, the Beim is Mazik Beregel. Or if the Beim has, Shalav Shaleha, Befrum Yeshebefiha, Bezug Shebetzavora, the animal has a bell tied onto its neck, the animal has a saddle tied on, or has a bridle tied onto the head. Things tied onto the animal is also Kegufa Dami. So if the animal is walking normally in the Chatzanizik, Shem v'regel and tzvuris is told of Shem v'regel, so it has to be b'chatzo nizik, not chay b'shus harabim. So if the animal is mazik either b'gufo, or b'prum yishabifi, or b'zug shabitzavora, or b'sholav shaleh, b'ukeb shaleh, or b'sairo, this is all parts of the animal, the seir of the animal, or the fat body of the animal, not only regel, the legs, fat body of the animal, or anything attached to the animal. So I would have thought, yeah, attached to the animal, but not that the animal is pulling a wagon. And then because the animal is pulling a wagon, and the wheels of the wagon smashed something. I would have said that that's tzuris. I would have said that that's koicha. That's not gufoi. I can understand you say the saddle tied onto the animal is batalag of the animal, like clothing. Like you're allowed to wear clothing in the street on Shabbos. You don't need to say it's an iso hitzor. Everybody has to walk around in the street on Shabbos naked. Because the clothing is hoitzot. No, you say the clothing is bottle gabi the goof. So just like by human beings, the clothing is bottle. So behemoth, the saddle and the bridle and the bit that you put over here, all those things are bottle gabi the behemoth. But if you have the behemoth tied onto a wagon, the wagon is not tied onto the behemoth. Behemoth is tied onto the wagon over here. So I would have thought that's tzuris. So that's Kamash Mala Rav, Kol Shebizav Tomei, Benizik and Pez Nezik Shalom. That's considered regal. That's not considered Tzuris. I find it a big Chiddush. The Eglo Bashechas Bikron is, I found that a Chiddush. Then I found a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush, is what the Gemara has on the next daf, the Koazel Minei Minei. The Gemara talks about here. And the second line from the top of Yud Chesem and Aleph Tanigodim Shem Achatetim Bechevel Dli. You have a bucket, and the bucket has a thick rope, and you lower the bucket into the well in order to draw water. So the Tanigodim are thirsty. So they may be Mechatet, they may peck a little bit at the Chevel Hadli to suck out some of the water. After they suck out all the water, it's going to be dry, so it doesn't make sense. Tanigodim, it doesn't taste good. So why should the Tanagala be mechatet b'chevel hadli? So the Gemara says, so if they keep on pecking away, b'chevel hadli till they ruin it, till they destroy the whole chevel hadli, so that should be called keren. The Gemara says, b'chevel mishunu. The Gemara has on the next line, on the fifth line from the top of Yud Chesem and Aleph. That's not normal. Chevel is mishunu for a Tanagala to peck. The top taste says, to peck a little bit in order to suck out the moisture, all right. A little bit, but to keep on pecking till you ruin the whole chevel adli, it doesn't make any sense. So that should be mishuna. So mishuna should be keren, should pay chatzin nezik. Everything more. So why does it say talking about paying nezik shalom? Mara says the mo is been belisha. Somehow someone stuck a lot of raw dough on this heavy cord, on the heavy rope, and Tanagolim enjoy eating the dough. So the mois doesn't mean it's disgusting. Mois means that it's meluchloch, Rashi says. The chevel hadli is meluchloch belisha. So it's not mishune, it's not so crazy that the tanagalim are pecking away at the chevel hadli. They want to eat up, they enjoy eating the raw dough. Fine. So that's why it's an issue of regal. It's not considered mishune. It's shen. Shen v'regal. Shen. So it's an issue of paying nezek shama. Yeah. So the the Gemara had a shaila. Here, boy Rava. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of Yud Zainam base. Boy Rava. Dorsal a kli v'loishe brosa. The behemoth tramples on a kli and it didn't smash the kli, but the kli started to roll till it rolled and it smashed when it banged against a concrete wall. And as gagal makamachem and ishbar, there it breaks mahu. Should I say, is this considered koichai? So therefore it's tsururis, so you only pay chatzi nezik if it's b'shus anizik. Or do you say that it's considered gufoi? So it's shem v'regel, so you pay nezik shona. What's the shaila? Do you say, basam mahu, basam me'ikor, azlina b'gufehu, the behema pushed the kli directly, so it's considered regel, so you pay nezik shona, and if it occurred in the rishus anizik, adilma basam tramon azlina, and tzurus nina, should I say no? Maisa didn't get smashed till later. When it rolled away to the other location and it smashed over there, so that's a shaila. Do you consider it koichoi and you only pay chatzin nezik because it's tzurus, or do you pay nezik sholem because it's regel? So the Gemara says Rava is not sure. Rava was a student of Rabba. Abai and Rava were both students of Rabba. Abai was an orphan. He happened to be the nephew of Rabba. So Rabba was his uncle and he was his rebbe. And Rava was not related. Rabba and Abai were kohanim. Their family were kind. Rava was not a kohen. So Rava has a shaila. Basa mikor azlina, basa tfarmon azlina. Gemara said, tif shalei mid the rabba. Rava is mesupik. Didn't hear from his rebbe what the din is. Rava taught Rava. The omer rabba zorakli mirosh agag bacha b'shibu b'makel potur. Because the same one, atvira tovar. So didn't he hear from Rava the answer to the question? The Gemara says, you're right. Le rabba pshitale, le rabba mavoyle. Rabba is knows for sure what the din is. He doesn't have any doubt. And Rava has a doubt. Rava's not sure what the din is. So what do you see from Rabba? Which direction did Rabba say? So Rashi writes, Pata HaMishabro, Rashi towards the bottom, around 6 lines from the bottom of the Omud, Pata HaMishabro, the one who smashes it as it's about to land on the ground, the one who runs over smashes it is Pater. The Chayev Hazarek, but the one who threw it, Zorakli Mirosh Agag, he's Chayev, he's considered Adam Amasik. So what do you see from Rabba? Alma Basam Ekora Azlina. You see Rabba's opinion of Basam Ekora. Behold, the Sofali Shaver, Likeshe Yanuach, Gimishi Shibro Hudam, is considered as if the Rishon, the one who was Zorak Mirosh Agag, as if he already smashed it. So just like he say, Basam Ekora Azlinon, by the Adam HaMazik, who threw Mirosh Agag, Varcha V'Shibro, that Monotvira Tova, it's considered Shavar already, so too by the Behemah. You should say, Bosem Yikor Azlina, and it should be considered the Behemah was Mazik Begufo, as opposed to Bekocho. That's what the Gemara says. So it's Machloikis, Rava and Rabba. So here there's a question in the Rif. How should you pass it? How should you paskin? So the Rif quotes Rabba's din. Zorakli mirosh agag bacha v'shibu b'makal pater mona tvira tava. So and Rabba pshitale that what? Rabba holds that what? That bosar me'ikor azlina. That's how Rashi learns. Rabba holds bosar me'ikor azlina. So if you hold Basa Mikor Azlina, what should the din be here? Tanigurim Shayim Chatatim Bechevelatli on the top of Yud Chesam and Aleph. On the second line, Tanigurim Chatatim Bechevelatli. So the Gemara says, is not Mishune? Mishune who? Chevel is not normal. The Gemara said, the Mo is Belisha. It's normal. Fine. So the Tanigurim are pecking away. They want to eat up all of the raw dough on the coated on the outside of this heavy rope that holds the bucket that they lower down to get the water. And as they're pecking away, so they ruined the whole Chevel Adli. But the Gemara said, but that's all they did. They only ruined the Chevel Adli, but it says, V'nishbar Hadli. It says you have to pay, it says you pay Nezik Sholem for the Dli. So the Gemara says, it must be Shema Mino Bosa Meikora Azlina on the fourth line from the top. The Gemara says, you see, that since the animal was pecking away at the Chevel Adli, and the Dli was attached, it was all attached, even though later on it didn't smash till it fell down. Targalim are pecking on the Chevel, and then the Dli falls down, and it smashes. So that's not considered tzuris, because it says, Meshalim Nezek Shalom. Unless they say the Braisa goes like Sumchis, all that the tzuris pays Nezek Shalom. But otherwise, the Gemara says that Braisa seems to indicate that you say, Igo basa meikor azlina. So the Gemara says, maybe it goes like Sumchis, or the Gemara says, maybe it goes, Elo, Shema mina basa meikor azlina. Don't you see, Igo basa meikor? Amar abibi barabai, the koazel minei minei. A few lines down. The koazel minei minei. What does it mean? The animal keeps on pecking. The tanagolim are pecking away at the chevel adli, which is attached to the dli, and the tanagolim keep on pushing it. So it's not that they finally pushed it and then it rolls and it smashes in a different location. No, they're pecking away as it smashes. So since they're pecking away, so that's mamish direct hezek. That's not the. It's not has nothing to do with the shaila. Basam bekor azlina basad primon azlina. Koazel minei minei. So that's mamish regel. Then it's not going to be considered tzuris. So the Balamor points out that there's a problem. The Balamor at the end of the parak points out he thinks that there's a contradiction with the Rif in the Rif. On the one hand, the Rif quotes Rabba. So the Balmor is learning like Rashi. The Rabbah obviously thinks Pata Hamashabra v'chayv hazorik Amo basa meikor azlinon. So if you say basa meikor azlinon, so he shouldn't have quoted Rabbi Bar Abai says the causal minei minei. He should have said Tanagelim hu amechatatim mechevel adli, and it's mois belisha, so it's normal. So it's not Karen. So then he should have said that if he holds basam ikar azlinan, so he should pay nezek shalom even if it's not the causal minei minei. So why does the Rif quote causal minei minei? That's a stir in the Rif. That's the Balamor's kasha. So the Ramban says, there's a long Ramban in the end of the second parak. Muhammad, so he says, he doesn't, as far as Balamor's kasha, he doesn't see what's so difficult. He says he thinks all over in Shas, he'll find like this. Whenever there's a suffik in Mammon, so he says, Hamoetze Mechaber, all over, right? Whenever there's suffik in Bechif to pay on that. So we pass on that, Yipater. So he thinks, he doesn't give you an example, he thinks, if you look, you'll find dozens of places all over the place. What's his expression? Masha tafasolov, and the kasha that the Balamor chapped against the Rif. Yeah. Why he quoted the memory of Rabbi. So he says, Yivkachenov, the Balamor should open up his eyes. The Yire and El Chazashas, this is the, by me, in my Gemara, it's page Yud Aleph on the base and the Rif. You have a different page, okay. So the Ramban writes, if you open up your eyes, you see Kama Bayas Acherish, all the Talmud Biteku, the Kosvan and the Rif will quote it, Kila Nifshitu Liftur. The Rif will quote it that Yipater. He's not going to quote, it's an Abide Life Sheet, and therefore Matzim Machabel Arab, therefore Yipater. Because Halacha Lemaisa, it's the same. Whether you say it's an Abide Life Sheet, and Misafik Amatzim Machabel of Haraya, so Yipater. Or you're going to say, Yipata, because Basa Tarmona Azlina. Yipata, Shine, what's the difference? He says, there are many places where the Rif is going to write like that. Because the Din, Adin Bishneim Shabbat, the Din is the same. Whether Yipata because of Hamad, Macharel of Raim, Hisofik, or a Teku, or Yipata Bataras Vada, it's the same. Yeah. So he says, to answer the Balamor's Kasha, the simple Teretz is that the Rif is Mesupik. whether basa meikar hazlina, basa tarman hazlina, because Rava was mesupek. That's a question. If you have, what's the rule? We have a lot of rules in the Gemara. We have yalkagam. The din is always like a Rava, except a yalkagam. So he quotes from Reb Shmuel Hanogit, before the days of the Rif, we have the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch had the Rambam. The Rambam had the Rif in front of him. What did the Rif have? So the Rif had the Reb Shmuel Hanogit wrote Hilchas Gabra Vasa. It's Piske Sugyas. So he quotes this Reb Shmuel Hanogit on Ksubis, writes Anuklal in Psak Halacha. Whenever you have a Machloikis Amaroim, and one of them is Pshitale, he holds for sure the din is one way, and the other one is Mesapkale. So the rule is that we pass like the one is Mesapkale. The one, the pass like the one is, if the Rabba Pshitale, or the Rabba Mesapkale, so he pass like the Amor who's Pshitale. So he quotes this from the Hilchas Gavra Vasa, from Rab Shmuel HaNogid. That was before the days of the Rif. He lived in the days of the Ga'anim. And he says that it's more, it takes precedence over the Klal of Abai V'Rava. He says, you have in Ksubis, he quotes a particular case, you have in the fourth parak in Ksubis, a machloikis Abai V'Rava about a certain din. And L'Rava Misafkelei, and Abai Pshitale. So the rule is, Abai V'Rava, the din should be like Rava. That's what in the later generations, when they voted. So the consensus was like Rava, except for Yalkagam. So he says, that statement that the Gemara makes, the consensus was the majority paskin, like a Rava, except for Yalkagam, that's only when it's an outright machlekes Abai V'Rava, they disagree. But if Rava is not sure what the din is, and Abai is Pshitale, then that they never voted on that. That's not included in the consensus. So since Labai Pshitale and the Rava Misafkale, so the din is like Abai, that the rule Halacha ke Rava Chutz Mial Kegam doesn't apply in this case. That's what he quotes from the Goyim. So he says, so first the Ramban says, to answer the Kasha of the Balamor, I'll give you a simple answer. What was the whole stira? How could the Rif quote Rabba, who seems to say Basa Meikar Azlinan, that Tabachev is Shibro B'Makel Pater because Manatvira Tovar, obviously you're assuming that Manatvira Tovar, Basa Meikar Azlinan, considered Shovar from the very beginning. So if so, Basa Meikar Azlinan, so by the time Golem Hay Machatatim Mechevel Adli, and then Venipsak Chechevel Venishba Hadli, and it rolled, so you should say Basa Meikara should be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Shouldn't be considered tzuris. Should be considered behemish hezika directly. So isn't that a stira in the Rif? That's Balamor's kash. Isn't that a stira in the Rif? So the Ramban says he thinks the simple answer is that the Rif is sepukim misafkale. The Rif holds like Rava, that Rava is sepukim misafkale. Well, basa mekar basa dharmana. So you always go lakula in both directions. So when you're talking about Tanagolim, it's a toss-up to the pay chatzi nezek or nezek sholem. So you say you only pay nezek sholem if the kozel minei minei, if they're pushing it at the time that it gets broken. If they're not kozel minei minei, the Tanagolim are not still pushing it. They pecked away at the heavy rope, and then the dli rolls, and then it smashes a few feet away. So then it's a suffix whether you pay chatzi nezek or nezek shalom. If you go basa meikora, then it's a regular. If you pay basa tvarmona, then it's tzuris. So the Rif writes over there, the kozel minei minei. You only make him pay nezek sholem if it's minei minei. And on the other hand, he writes, zara kli mirosh agag, bacha v'shibra pater, that the second guy is pater, because basa meikora is linon. You go le kula in both directions. I think there's a misprint here in the Ramban. The Ramban on the fourth line in this Mohammas, he writes Vahocho. He says, "Dagon mechatem mechevel adli. You only pay nezik shalom the kozel minei minei. The sfeikahu. He follows Rava. That sfeikahu. Vahocho kula le nitva. I think not kula la teve. I should say kula la nitva." Upotosh is that called Godel Bedin Hamoitzim Machavera, all of Harayan. I think instead of the word taveh, I should say kula la nitva. That's always the din. But and misafi giron pei. So he says, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't see any steer in the rif. But then he says he's not so sure that that answer is correct. That the rif really paskens like Rava. Does the rif pasken like Rava? Because he has this Rav Shmuel Hanogid in Ksubis and in his safe Hilchas Gavra Rasa, which preceded the rif. So that in Hilchas Gavra Rasa, he writes a new klal. Whenever there's a machlokes hamorim, one is pshitale, one is misafkale, then you should pasken like the one who's pshitale. So if you pasken like the one who's pshitale, so the rabba pshitale, so rabba pshitale, the bosa meikor azlina. So why did the rif pasken misafek lehokel in both directions? Yeah, he's not sure. He's not sure. But then he says, he has a whole different pshat than the Gemara. He turns everything upside down. This is a famous Ramban. Where is it? So he says, V'yesh derech acheres b'ferish zu hashmua. It's in the middle of these, the whole Malchamas. After he quotes the whole chunk from the Ksubis, from Ilchus of Kabravasa, then he says, there's a whole different way to interpret, just the opposite from Rashi. Vuhu, Shenefarish, Venoimar, the Rabba, the Gemara said, L'Rabba Misafkele, Rabba has a suffix whether Basim Yekor Azlein, Basim Tarmon Azlein. And Rabba is Pshitale. Which direction is Rabba Pshitale? So Rashi learns Rabba Pshitale, Basim Yekor Azlina. That when Rabba said, Zorakli Mirosha Gag Boache Vishibro Bimakel, Pota Mona Tvira Tovar, Vani Mimona Tvira Tovar, is considered as if it's broken already because Basim Yekor Azlina. So he says, no, that's not what it means. Ramban says, just the reverse. Rabba meant to say, Basim Tvamona Azlina. The opposite from Rashi. Basa Tvamona Azlina. So he, just by way of background to explain, so probably the Poshe Pshat goes like this. How do you establish how much something is worth? Let's say this marshal, a fellow went through the concentration camps and he has a little sitter that survived all the years in the concentration camps, and that's what kept him alive. That's what kept him going the whole time. So someone steals the sitter and they burn it, or they lose it. So the ganav is chai b'yonson. So how much does it cost? So it has personal value to the one who went through the concentration camp. He values it as $1 million. That's what saved his life. But if you would want to sell it in the market, kam hu shav alim kabashuk. So that's the insight from the Nesivis and a few of his svarim. He writes like that. Shavius is always established by kam hu shav alim kabashuk. Sentimental value is irrelevant in halacha. Let's say when the couple got engaged, so the boy gave the girl this diamond ring, and they're already married for 100 years, whatever, and they're lovey-dovey and everything, so it's has such sentimental value to the wife. But if you would sell it in the marketplace, you don't get money for sentimental value. So kam hu shav alim kabashuk, that's how you establish how something is worth. So that's klal number one. That's from the Nesivis. We discussed it when we learned the sugya, I think, on Daf Ches, by if something has two prices, in the summertime it costs less, in the wintertime it costs more, let's say fur coats. So if you sell a fur coat in the summertime, you're going to get less money. Sell it in the wintertime, you sell summer clothing. Sell summer clothing in the summertime, they charge more money. In the wintertime, they charge less money. So certain things, that the price is seasonal, or real estate. The price changes in different seasons of the year. Okay, so that was a discussion on the Zion, on the Ches, what's the din there? So first of all, you have to realize, Shavis is always established, Kama Hu Shava Lam Kabashu. Then question number two is, Kama Hu Shava. What do you mean, Kama Hu Shava? What is who? So let's say there's a kli that's flying in the air. Some character took my vase, and he goes up to the top of the building, it's six floors, and he drops the vase, he throws it down to the ground. Obviously, it's going to get smashed. So if we would auction off the vase to the highest bidder, how much would someone pay for the vase as it's flying down in the air? He says, zero. You have to be crazy. Why should anybody pay a penny for the thing? So the Ramban learns that that's what Rabbi said. Bocher v'shibra b'makel potter. The second one is potter because mona tvira tover. It's worthless. How do you establish how much kam hu shava l'mikvashuk? How much is anything ever worth? It's worth kam hu shava. How much can you get for it if you were to sell it? No normal person is going to pay a penny for this thing. It's not midli hishava right away. So he said that's what Rabbi meant to say. Rabbi didn't mean to say. See, Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned. Because the one who threw it down from the roof is chayiv. So since the one who threw it down from the roof dropped the whole kli, it's already huzak from the time that he throws it. That's why the sheni is potter and the rishon is chayiv. Ramban says the reverse. Rabbah gave a whole explanation why the sheni is potter, because it has no shabbos. Kam hu shava lim kamashu, and how much would anybody ever want to pay for it? Zero. So that's why the Sheni is Potter. But the Rishon is also Potter because Basa Tvarmon Azlinat. The opposite from Rashi. Not that Rashi. Rashi says, Le Rava mi boile and Le Rabba pshitle. Rava is boy Rava. Rava is not sure Basa mi kore Basa Tvarmona. And Rabba is pshitle. Which direction is Rabba pshitle? So the Rashi in the Balamor learned Rabba pshitle, that Rabba holds Basa Tvarmon Azlinan. So the Ramban says, not true. Rabbi thinks, no, I said it over wrong. Rashi in the Balamor learned, Rabbi Pshitale, that they say, Bosa Meikora Azlinon, that the one who threw a dam Yerosh HaGad, he's Chayiv, and the second one is Potamona Tvir Tov, is considered Shover already. So the Ramban says that's not true. Rabbi holds Fakir. Rabbi has to give you a reason why the Sheni is Potter. So he says, the reason why, because it's not Shover anything. Because that's it's flying in the air. Kama hu shava limka bashuk. Hu shava means literally hu shava. How much does this thing work? Apparently Rashi and the Balamor don't agree with him, with the Ramban. Rashi and the Balamor say, kama hu shava limka bashuk doesn't mean that particular vase as it's flying in the air. How much would such a vase sell for in this part of the world? It doesn't help in the African jungles. It'll sell for much less. No one is interested in holding flowers in a vase. It doesn't matter that in Moscow it'll sell for more because they don't have so many vases there. It's bosa mokum or bosa zman, but not this particular vase that's flying in the air. A kayetze beze in this city, bosa mokum or bosa zman. Rashi holds, you don't take it literally, kama hu shava limker. How much would such a vase sell for? So Rashi holds that it does have value. It does have shabbos al pi din. So why does Rabbi say the Sheni is Potter? Because he holds Basa Meikor Azlinon, the one who threw down Mirosh Agag, Zarakli Mirosh Agag, he was the Mazik. And the Boachev Shibro is not Chayiv because the first one was already the Mazik, Basa Meikor Azlinon. And the Ramban learns, no, that the Rabbi's explanation, Mona Tvira Tova, means that it doesn't have any Shabbos. That's why the Sheni is Potter. Really, the Sheni is Shurim El Chayiv. Rabbi really holds Basa Tvarmon Azlina, not Basa Meikor Azlina, holds Basa Tvarmon Azlina. But the reason why the Bracha of the Shibra is Potter is because it doesn't have any Shavius. So this is really this issue where they say, Kamahu Shava Limke Bashuk, Kamahu Shava Limke Bashuk, who goes on this particular thing, or who goes on such a specimen of a kli? So this really should be the issue in the beginning of Perek Achoivo. It says, Achoivo b'chaver is chayv to pay chamisha dvarim. There's a tzari, pishebis, and boishas. And how do you assess nezik? How do you assess nezik? Shomin also, let's see, the first Mishnah in Achoivo, and pe gimel and beis. Shomin also roim asi kilahu eved hanimka bashuk. Shomin kama hayofe v'kama hu yofe. I broke his arm. So how much would he sell for before I broke the arm? How much would he sell for after I broke the arm? So that's the difference. So that's the adama chayvul b'chaver has to pay nezik. That's a difference. What kind of a eved hanimka bashuk? So Rashi writes ke eved ivri. Rashi writes over there ke eved ivri. Why does he say Kevet Ivri? Because we're talking Achavel Bachavero. you're a Jewish person. You don't have the ability to sell yourself as an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri can only sell himself as Sheish. After the 6 years, he can sell himself a second time for Sheish. And after the 12th year, he can sell himself a third time for Sheish. After 18 years, sell himself again. But Rashi says, you make the assessment, Kamahu Shavalimka Mashuk, Kamahu Shavalimkar, as an Eved Ivri. And the Rosh doesn't mention Rashi by name, but he's in disagreement with Rashi. He says, what do you mean? An Eved Ivri is only sold for Sheish. Here I broke off the guy's arm, it's for the rest of his life, he's going to have a hefsid. So he says it shouldn't be shaman osa kamahu shava limkar as an Eved Ivri, it should be shaman osa kamahu shava limkar as an Eved Kenani. But this person is not shava limkar as an Eved Kenani. He's a Yisrael. He's not a Nochri. He can't sell himself as an Eved Kenani. It's impossible. So apparently that's a machloikis Rashi in the Rosh. When you say kamahu shava limkar bashu, who means this particular thing, the thing is flying in the air. This particular thing, no one in his right mind is going to pay a penny for it. But if he say, "Akayetze bezer," this vase is flying in the air. How much would such a vase sell for in New York today, this season of the year? It doesn't help that a mascot costs more or in the jungle it costs less or whatever. It depends, this type of a thing, but it doesn't depend this particular vase that's flying in the air. So the Chorid, this, it's a stira in Rashi. The Rashi there in Achoival understands Kamahu Shava, Limka Bashuk goes on this particular person, Kamahu Shava. Not how much was such a specimen of a human being sell for before and after. He happens to be Jewish. He can't sell himself as an Eved Kenani. But what are you going to say? The non-Jew who can sell himself as an Eved Kenani is worth more the money than the Jew who can't sell himself as an Eved Kenani. Why should it be worth more money? He's the same specimen of a human being, the same healthy person. So Rashi holds Kamahu Shava is Labdav Kehu. Kamahu Shava Limka Bashuk means that's the steer in Rashi. That's the Lukhari, the steer in Rashi. Because Rashi over here says when the Kli is flying in the air, it does have Kamahu Shava Limka Bashuk. Ramban says, no, it's worthless. It has no Shavius at all. Kamahu, the Ramban understands Kamahu Shava Limka Bashuk literally. How much would this particular vase sell for? This one, you won't even get a penny for it. And Rashi holds, you say, a kayetze bazeh, a vase similar to this, not the one that's flying in the air. One flying in the air, no one in his right mind will give a penny. Yeah, so that seems to be a contradiction in the Rashi. The Rashi by Bosa Mekor, Bosa Tramona, seems to hold, you don't take it literally, kamahu shavalim kabashu. Whereas Rashi in the beginning of Achevel does understand the Kipshuto. So the person, Yisrael can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri, can't sell himself as an Eved Kenani. So therefore he's not Shavalim Kabashuk Eved Kenani. And the Rosh argues, and he holds like the Rashi, that's a stira in Rashi. That's a stira in Rashi. I don't remember remember Professor Kanefogel, when he was a student in the yeshiva, printed a Dartar in the Beis Yitzchak on this stira. I remember he was in my shia, and he said a good teretz, I think. So I said, you should write it up for the Beis Yitzchak. You got to take a look what he said. This seems to be a stira in Rashi. There is a Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Erechin. It says if a person says, Erki Olai, or Erko Olai, so you pay according to the person's age and depending whether it's a man or a woman. So Torah says if he's below the age of 30 days old, so he has no Shabbos between the age of 30 days and 5 years, between 5 and 20, 20 and 60, or above 60. So different erech for a man and for a woman, and depending on the age. So that's if he says erko alai, or erki alai. What if he says domav alai, or domai alai? So then it doesn't depend what it says in the Chumash, man or a woman, what age. It rather depends, kamahu shava limka bashuk, how much would he sell for as an Eved? So the quote from the Brisker Rav in the beginning of Erechin, what kind of an Eved are you talking about over there, Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani? So he said he thinks that it's really dependent on this machlokes Rashi in the Rosh. The Rashi here in the beginning of Achayvel says, since he's a Jewish person, Achayvel b'chaveru, denechbal. is not a Nochri, the Nechbal is a Yisrael. So he's not Kamahu Shovelim Kabashuk. He cannot sell himself as an Eved Kanaini. He's Jewish. So Rashi holds, you have to make the Shuma Kamahu Shovelim Kabashuk as an Eved Ivri. How much would he sell for if he would try to sell himself as an Eved Ivri? Because he takes it literally, Kamahu Shovelim Kabashuk, not how much would such a specimen of a human being sell for. And the Rosh who disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that even though I can't sell myself as an Eved Kanaini, but it doesn't make sense. I'm worth less money than the other guy because I can't. The fact that I can sell myself is a proof that I own my body. I own my body. And how much is the body worth? I can't sell myself as an Eved Kanaini, but I'm not worth less than the other guy. So Kamahu Shava Limker means how much would an Eved Kanaini sell for? So he says, he thinks that this machlekes Rashi and the Rosh, beginning of Achavel, should apply there in the opening Mishnah in Erechin. If he says, Domav alai or Domai alai, Shaman osa keben, and kemel ashuk, is a kevet ivri, a kevet kanaini. So if you talk, that's what they quote from Avelvel and Salvaging on the opening Mishnah in Erechin. So if you look, there's a Tosis in Kiddushin, I think it's Zayin Amid Aleph, a little Tosis. The Tosis says, Beferish, like the Rosh. That shaman, when a person says Dama Valai, Shaman also Ke'eber Anim Kabashuk means Eved Kanaini. And the Mefarshim point out that Rashi Lishitasa doesn't agree with Taisus. Rashi holds over there, no, it goes Eved Ivri, Anim Kabashuk, not Eved Kanaini. So that's the problem. There's a bit of a stira in the Rashi. How come Rashi, by the Zorak Limi, Rosh Hagang, Rashi learns that the thing that's flying in the air has Shavius. And Rabbi says, "Vacha v'shibro potter," because mona tvira tovar. What it means, "Basim yikar azlina." The mazik is the first one, the thwart from the rooftop. Rabbi pshita like which direction? Rabbi pshita like that is basim yikar azlina. And why did he learn like the Ramban that it's that Rabbi meant to say it's worthless? Apparently, he holds that when you say kamahu shavalim kabashuk. You don't mean this particular item that's flying in the air. How much would such a parallel item sell for? Parallel item does have shavius. This one has no shavius. But you still pay according to the other shavius. So that's a stira in Rashi. That's a stira in Rashi. So the Ramban proves that his pshat is correct. Ramban proves that his pshat is correct. That Rabba is just the reverse from Abaye. So he proves it from the Hemshech HaGemara. There, on the last four lines on Chavavim base. The Omar Rabbah, another Din Rabbah says, Zorak Tinuk, Mirosh Agag. He throws a Tinuk from the top of the Empire State Building, and it's clear the kid is going to die. The baby's going to get killed when he lands on the ground. Ubacha the Kibla Besag. Someone else takes a sword, and he hastens and he kills the baby before he had a chance to get killed. So Gemara says, it's a Machleg Zabir, Memesei Rabbana de Tanya. We saw this already. The last two lines on Chavov on the base. The Tanya Hiku Asor Ben Adam Be'esam Maklis Be'me Vasachas Be'me Zachazek Kulim Pturim. The Chachamim hold if two people did a Maaser Ritzicha on the same person, we're both Potter. I shoot him and he's going to die in another 3 hours. Another guy shoots him, he's going to die in 10 minutes. And the third guy shoots him, he's going to die in 1 minute. So each one is potter from Ritzicha because the other one did a Ritzicha. You can't give two people Misa for the death of one person. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiris says, B'zach hazeh ha'achrin chayim neshikirv es misosa. So the same over here, Azarak tinek merosh agag, that's a Maaseh Ritzicha on the baby, Ubach ha'bikib lo b'sayif, so the second one also did a Maaseh Ritzicha. So he said, so Rabbi says that they both did a Ritzicha. They both did a Ritzicha. So he says, what does Rabbi hold? Rabbi was Pshitale. Rabbi was Mesapkale, where the Basim Hikar Basit Varmana, and Rabbi was Pshitale. With the direction is Rabbi Pshitale. So Rashi learned both here on Chavov on the base and on the first daf in the second paragraph. Rashi has the same pshat both times. The Rabbah holds that basa meikara azlinan. So he says, how can it be correct? Basa meikara azlinan. So the Ritzeach is, the first one is the Ritzeach. The first one who dropped the, who threw the baby zarek, tinek merosh agag. So the one who threw the tinek is the Ritzeach. So I should say, mana tvira tova. Baruch adi kibbala b'sav. I should say, it's a gavra k'tiva already. So if the second one kills the baby a minute earlier, so what? The baby is already considered dead, al pidin. So how can you say over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, ha'achman chaymane shekiru es misasai? Let's see, what's the next one? Bo shor v'kiblo v'karnav. On the third line, on Chav Zayin HaManala, bo shor v'kiblo v'karnav. Someone throws a baby mirosh agag, the baby's going to get killed when he bangs into the concrete or the ground. Bosha b'kibla b'karnav. So it'll be a plukta there, a bishmob, and it's a sharamuad. Rashi writes, Bosha amuad b'kibla b'karnav. Sharamuad pays kaifer. Sharatam doesn't pay kaifer. So sharamuad comes and he kills this tinaik. So will the Baal Hashar be chayv to pay kaifer or not? The Gemara says, plukta there, a bishmob, b'rosha nechman b'reka, v'rabbona d'tanya. V'nasan pidya napsho, how much do you pay? The may nizik. How much is kaifer? So we paskin the main nizik, the value of the person who was killed by the shoramud. So in this case, that's what the Ramban says. The whole machlokes hatanaim is whether the Baal HaShor HaMuad was kibla bekarnov. If you say he paid the Meha Nizik, say he's worthless, because the guy's flying in the air, the baby's flying in the air. If you would want to sell the baby, Kamahusha Limka Bashuk, zero. No one's going to pay a penny for that. Just like Rabbi said, Zara Kli Mirosh Agag Bacha Bishibra, Mona Tvira Tov. What does it mean, Mona Tvira Tov? So the Ramban interprets Mona Tvira Tov means that the thing has no Shavis, that Kamahusha Limka Bashuk is zero. So the Ramban said the same over here. Kamhu Shavalim Kabashuk is worthless. So if you say you paid the Meha Nizik, there's nothing to pay. You say you paid the Meha Mazik, so the owner of the Shor Shaharag, Shekibla Bekarnov, he is worth a lot of money. He's not in danger. His life is not in danger. So he says, you see from the Gemara, the only issue is whether Koifer, you paid the Meha Mazik or the Meha Nizik. If he paid the Meha Nizik, so the Nizik is worthless because the baby is flying in the air and Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk is zero. But if you paid the Meha Mazik, you do pay. So he asked the Kasha why. He asked the Kasha why. There is a machlekes later in the Mems, Tosis in the beginning, on the first Mishnah, Tosis, the first Mishnah in the Sichta, Tosis alluded to it. There is a machlekes. What's the din? Emein Ashor B'Skila, whether Baal Mishalmim Koifer or not. You say the Baal Ashor Hamud only pays Koifer if the Shor Shaharagas Adam gets Skila, Shor Aniskal Shaharagas Adam, or even if Ein Ashor B'Skila, still the Baal Mishalmim Koifer. That was the Machlokes. So the Ramban asks, but over here, if you say that Rabbah holds, Rashi interpreted Rabbah, just the opposite from the Ramban. Rashi interpreted Rabbah. The Rabbah holds Basa Meikara Azlinan. So if you hold Basa Meikara Azlinan, so the Zoraka Satinek Mirosh Agag, he is the Retzeach. And the Bo Shor of the Kibla Bekarnov, the Shor should not be Chayiv Misa at all. He says it should be En Asher Biskila, Ben Abayla Mishamlam Kot. It should be the killing a Gavra Ktila. It should be considered, if you hold according to Rabbah, the way Rashi and the Balamor interpreted Rabbah, the Rabbah holds Mona Tvira Tava means Basa Meikara Azlinan, so it's considered as if the baby was murdered already by the first one. So the Shor Shekibla Bekarnov should not be Chayv Misa at all, and should not be Chayv Kaifa, even if you hold that Kaifa is Dmeha Mazik, it's not Dmeha Nizik, still not be Chayv Kaifa, because the baby didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha. The baby is considered already a Gavra Ktila from before. So he says, you see from the whole gist of the Gemara that the Pshat is just the opposite from Rashi and the Balamor. Not that Rabba Pshitale, that it's Basa Meikar Azlina, and Faker, Rabba Pshitale, Basa Tvarmona Azlina. Basa Tvarmona Azlina. Because Rabba had a whole, Rabba gave a whole explanation. Why Boach Abishibra B'makel is Potter? Because Mona Tviratov, it's worthless. And over here he says, do you pay Kaifer or not? Boach and Boach Shor B'Gibla B'Karnov. Does the Baal HaShor Amud pay Kaifer? Depends if it's the Mei HaNizik, say he's worthless. That's what Rabbi said. The Kam Hu Shavalim Kabashuk is worthless because no one would want to pay a penny for the person. But if it's the Mei HaMazik, then there is what to pay. So he says, what do you mean? But if you hold, if Rabbi's sheet is Basa Mikor Azlinon, so the baby should be considered dead already from the time that Zorko Harisha Mirosh Agag. So then Boshor B'Kiblo B'Karnov shouldn't be a Maisa Ritzicha at all. The Shor should not be B'Skilo and the Balam should not be Meshalmim Kaifer at all. He killed the Gavrik Tilo. So he says, you see from the Gemara, the Pshat is just the opposite from Rash. That's a famous Ramban. That is a very famous Ramban. He says that it could be Pshat, and he quotes this as an earlier Pirush, I don't know. He says one of the earlier Mefarshim learns Pshat like that. That the Lerovo, Lerabba Misafkele, and Lerovo, Lerabba Nachamal, Lerovo Misafkele, Lerabba Pshita, Lerovo Meboile, and Lerabba Pshitale, which direction? So Rashi learns Pshitale according to Rabba, Rashi and the Balamola, and Pshitale. And the Ramban thinks no. The more correct shot is Basa Lebisof Azlina, Basa Tvarmon Azlina. Okay, then the Gemara does know how to deal with this halacha of tzuris. How do you deal with the tzuris? So usually, let's say they put an announcement in the newspapers that everything in the store is 30% off today, special sale. 30% off. I'm a frequent customer, so they gave me in the mail, they sent me, whenever I come shopping, I get 30% off. So today I get 60% off. I get 30% and 30%. Or do you say no? They're not going to give it to me for a break on top of a break. So that's when the Gemara is not sure. Would you say, Yeshinu Litzuris, Abeimas Mazik, Boifem Mishune, but it's only Koichoi. So do you pay Revi'a Nezek? Yeshini Litzuris, that you only pay Revi'a Nezek? You say, no, ain't Shini Litzuris. You never pay less than Chatzin Nezek. They're not sure. Then the Gemara is not sure whether Yesh Hador Litzuris or Ein Hador Litzuris. A short time, after three times, pays Nezek Shalom and Aliyah. What does it say over here? By Tzuris, the fourth time, you pay Nezek Shalom, you don't pay Nezek Shalom. So that's the Gemara had a suffix. But the Yesh Hador Litzuris, Arein Hador Litzuris. Yeah. And then in this suffix, with the Yesh Hador Litzuris, Arein Hador Litzuris, so Tosis here, Yud Chesem and Aleph, the Ramaskla B'mud Mitchilosai. Tosis quotes that Rashi has two pshotim. Rashi is on Amid Beis, this long Rashi. This long Rashi has the two pshotim. And then he says, after he gets Lishnachrina, he gives another pshat. He writes Kach Shamai to the Iker, and that's the more correct. So they have on the side the two gears where it should say the Iker. The second pshat is more correct, or not so. So the quote Harav going the Rebbe Rab Shachna. I think the Rebbe Rab Shachna was the Shach's Rebbe. I think Mochak Tevas V'Iker. He crosses it out because Rashi doesn't like it. Rashi writes Avakoshali. The last five lines of Rashi. The last four lines in Rashi, he has a kash against the second shot. So how can he say the Iker? Second shot is more correct, of a kosherly, it doesn't make sense. So the Rebbe Rab Shachna crosses it out. And the Maharnash, Lo Hiskim Imo, who is Ramnashan Shapiro, he wrote the Megala Mukas. Megala Mukas is all Kabbalah, San Chumash. He has two svar, Megala Mukas, one just on Boaz Chanan, because there's a medrash that says, what's the gematria of Boaz Chanan? I forgot already. Tof is already 400. So you add up, and Nun is another 100, it's 500. So it's over 500. So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu offered over 500 tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should permit him to enter Eretz Yisrael. So what could it possibly be, the 500 tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu offered? So this Nosson Shapir wrote a whole sefer from Gal HaMukas. He gives you the suggestions. What could it be, the 500 tefillos? Then he has a Megal HaMukas on all of Chumash, all Kabbalah. All Kabbalah. He lived the time of the Taz and the Shach all at the same time. They were very into Kabbalah at that time, right? But he was a big going and learning also. So they had a machlokes whether this should say the Iker. Rashi is endorsing the second shot. Oh no, he's not endorsing because he says Abakashali. Rashi has a kasha in the second shot. A kopar Rashi has two pshatim when the Gemara had this suffix. With the Yesh Ador, the Tzuras are not. Does it go on normal Tzuras? Normal Tzuras, the behemoth is just walking and Rishus Anizik and kicking pebbles flying all over the place. So the fourth time that it happens, maybe he paid Nezik Shalom. Oh no. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Rashi at the end asks, that doesn't make any sense. The whole idea of Ashur Amuad is, it's not normal for Ashur to bite and to kick and to do crazy things and to jump. The Gicha Revitza and the Shicha Be'ita, all these wild things. But if the animal does it three, four times in a row, so it indicates that this is an abnormal animal. For this animal, it became Orche. But over here, by animal flying pebbles, it doesn't indicate anything. It doesn't indicate anything unusual about this animal. So that's where Rashi doesn't like that pshat. So Rashi gave two pshatim. So what was the suffix in the Gemara? With the Yesha Hador Litzuris. So one pshat in Rashi, that Rashi has to kash against, was, Ashur is Mazikai de Tzuris four times. The fourth time he paid Nezik Shalom, even though there's no rhyme or reason. It's not logical. Nothing changed after the fourth time. Why should it be so? That's the Rashi's kasha. Then the other pshat in Rashi was, no, that the Gemara knew, that's ridiculous. You should pay Nezik Shalom the fourth time. Nothing changed. No, the Gemara suffix was, on the assumption, ein shinui litzruris, let's say the animal is mazik, kavanasa lahazik, mishune, so that should be Karen. So Karen only pays chatzi nezik, but it's only tzuris, so it's tzuris of Karen. So the Gemara had a suffix whether yeshinu litzuris that you only pay revia nezik, or ein shinui litzuris you pay chatzi nezik. It's like I have 30% off because I'm a frequent customer, and then they give me another 30% off because today they're giving everybody that. So get 60% off. So sometimes the store will say no. It depends on what the agreement is. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. They say because it's Mishunis, they get 50% off. And because it's true, so you get another 50% off. So you only pay Revia. So on the assumption that you don't pay Revia, you pay Chatzi Nezik. You never go down to Revia. But what if it's a Shor who is Mazik four times, Mishune Ayide Tzuris. So now do you say the whole din of Tzuris doesn't apply anymore? Tzuris is when it's Regel, but over here it's Karen. So Karen, the first three times you pay Chatzin Nezik, then the fourth time you pay Nezik Shalom. So maybe in this case it's a Tolda to Karen. It's not a Tolda to Regel. So that the Gemara is Mesupe. So Rashi had two pshatim. Rashi and Tosfos have the two pshatim. What was the suffix in the Gemara? Were the Yeshina Litzuras or Enshina Litzuras? Whether Yeshina Litzuras, whether you pay Revia Nezik or not. Whether Yesh Ha'ador Litzuras, whether the suffix Yesh Ha'ador Litzuras goes on Tzuras Kirichai, normal case, even though no rhyme or reason, doesn't make any sense. Why should the din change the fourth time? But he's saying, no, that the Gemara never had a suffix. Of course, it's going to be Chatzin Nezik the fourth time also. The only suffix the Gemara had was if the animal was Mazik, Ayde Karen, Bitzuris, do you say, since it's Kavanasa Lahazik and it's Mishune, so it's told that it's Karen, the fourth time you should pay Nezik Shalom. So that's where the Gemara had a suffix. So the Gemara didn't know how to deal with this Tzruris story. Then the Gemara had a suffix whether you pay Megufa, you pay Menaliyah. They're not sure whether the Fotra B'shus Arabim in the first parak. The Gemara wasn't sure. Rav Papa says whether they told the same Kayetze Behem or told the same Lav Kayetze Behem. So Rav Papa makes a statement, Yesh Behem Kayetze Behem, Yesh Behem Kalav Kayetze Behem. Some are, some are not. So Gemara says, what's told the same Lav Kayetze Behem? Tzruris. Gemara says, but why do you call it told the Regel? So they're not sure. Whether he holds, is it Lefotra B'Shus HaRabim? or is it because he paid me no aliyah? They're not sure. Whether you pay, does he hold you pay me gufa or do you pay me no aliyah? The Gemara is not sure. They didn't know how to deal with this tzuris story. A quirk of aloha. Okay, maybe we shall stop here. Very good.